Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo 18. This is Darcy here, and it is June 18th, 2020. And June's really moving along. It's hard to believe that it's already June 18th, but here we are. So, just a quick one today, I think. Sort of follow-up from yesterday. Yesterday, I talked about the new audio tweet feature that Twitter is rolling out. And I talked about a lot of things. I talked about, you know, whether I thought it would be something people would use or whether it would be a novelty, I wondered whether it would be on third-party clients or not. I wondered about, you know, if the Audio Mo community, what they would think of it and if that would grow or not. But I missed the most important thing, and I feel really bad that I did. I'm not happy about it, but I missed the most important thing, and I didn't think about it. I saw a lot of people tweeting, that this new feature doesn't offer any sort of captioning feature, either automatic or manual, if you wanted to do that. If there wasn't an automatic feature, at least have a manual feature. And that is a shame. That is really not good. For people who are deaf, or even people who just don't want to list, people who would rather read instead of look at the tweets. So it's you know, there's definitely a whole large swath of people now who would not be served by this feature, and that is really terrible. And I am sort of, like I said, not happy with myself that I didn't even think about it, because for people who don't know, I'm sure if you're listening, you probably do, or at least you might. I am blind and I use a screen reader, and so you think I would be more aware of that, and I wasn't this time. I didn't even think of it. And I should have been, because I know there have been a lot of things in the past that have launched that I haven't been able to use. I saw someone tweet that the Twitter first launched the ability to have images attached to your tweets in 2011, but they didn't add having alt tags or, like, you know, descriptions or whatever until 2016. And even now, it's not something you see all the time. More and more people are starting to use it, but a lot of times there's not. There aren't people doing that. And I hate it. It's really not good. You know, it's really terrible not being able, being kind of locked out of something. You know, so you'll see a tweet, and it'll just be an image. I remember when Vine launched, when Vine was a thing for about 20 minutes, you know, and the idea behind it was you would have these really short videos. Like, I think they were like 5 seconds or 10 seconds or maybe even shorter than, I don't even know, but there was some really short amount of time. And so even if there was sound, you're probably not going to get the full effect of something that short. And so it was something that, you know, those of us who couldn't see were completely locked out of. And you know, there have been lots of things like that, like Instagram. Although I do understand that Instagram, there are a lot of screen reader users who do use Instagram. So I think you can get stuff out of it. I've never looked at it myself. I just always sort of assumed that it would be a social network that didn't offer much for me. But I may be wrong about that. I'm not sure. But, you know, there are a lot of things that we're locked out of. And you know, so I guess it we should try and be sensitive when that happens to other people. All right, so I just got a call and was talking to Holly for a while. So now I'm back, and I sort of lost my train of thought. So hopefully I don't repeat myself. I didn't want to start over because I had I was almost finished. I think the last thing I wanted to say was the one thing I thought was really odd, because Twitter did respond about this to a lot of people, and about because I saw a lot of people tweeting and retweeting various things about them not having transcripts and locking that segment of people out. And their response was, we're trying, we just came up with this feature. We're trying to have accessibility eventually, but we're a volunteer group. The accessibility people are a volunteer group within Twitter who have other work, and this is on top of that. And that's kind of appalling if you think about it. Like, I think most of the major technology companies have like a dedicated accessibility department who are paid, and Twitter should have that as well. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that is the standard procedure in the tech industry. I don't think so, though. But yeah, that was the last thing I wanted to say. So, a little bit rambly this one, but yeah, I just mainly want to comment about that, about the whole audio tweet and captions, and whatnot. And so, with that, I will go for now. And I'll be back with more tomorrow.